The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thank you for tuning in to the Sports Ethos Nets podcast. This is Forget the Introductions. Kyrie Irving is back in Brooklyn, baby. How are you guys doing today?
I was doing terrible. Let it be known that we did do a podcast about 2 hours ago that we were talking about the possibility of him leaving, and we scrapped it. So I'm doing well now.
Oh, yeah. We had a... It was about 2 hours ago. We spent about a half hour bashing the way the Nets franchise has been operating and bashing the possibility of Kyrie playing for the Lakers on his $30 million pay cut next year. But all is well. Kyrie is back, fulfilling his 4-year commitment to the Nets and Kevin Durant. So
yeah,
that's all we need to know. We got one more year to run this thing back. Maybe we face the same problem next offseason. Who knows? But for now, the Nets are still intact. Everything is good in Nets world. Let's fucking ride.
I am just one hyped. Like, I can't explain. When I got that notification, I thought it said opt out. And I just read it really fast. And once I, like, digested it, I must have texted, like, 10 different group chats. I was going to everyone that was coming at me today saying, like, your downfall is here. The Nets are done. Blah, blah, blah. Hey, I know that, like, there's still maybe some bad attention and bad blood. But now you have a year to prove yourself. Like, you have a year to amend relationships. Like, this is the Nets, should be the Nets front office goal. And if, like, if that's the case, you have a good chance of doing that.
Yeah. I just want to say, I think that Kyrie Irving is going to be on a mission. This is probably kind of a slap in the face to him, kind of realizing that no team wanted to give him the max. He tweeted out, it was like a gift. I said, I know who I am. So I think he's going to be dialed in, focused, available. I don't like the way the Nets went about it, but this is the result they were hoping for. They got him back kind of on a 1 year. Show yourself. Prove to us who you are, and we'll be glad to give you the max. And that's what they got. So, I mean, the Nets played hardball. It looked pretty suspicious for a couple weeks. Today it looked bleak. It looked horrible this morning with Brian Windhorst and Woj. But the Nets are going to get, hopefully, what should be a dialed-in Kyrie that wants to remind everyone who he is. With a dialed-in Ben Simmons who wants to remind everyone who he is, with a pissed-off Kevin Durant because the team he left just won the championship, I am hyped for the next season. And we don't even know who the rest of the roster is. Like, this is great timing because now it will allow Sean Marks, the Nets, to go into free agency knowing they have their core back, knowing they need wings, knowing what they need to address. It just lined up perfectly, and I am beyond ecstatic at the news.
All right, Sean Marks, good job. Telling Kyrie, all right, see who fucking wants you. Then he comes back, and now you go and you get John Collins, and all is well. And nobody will ever question you again, and it's right back to In Marks We Trust.
You know what? I want to ask you this question real quick before you go, Anthony. This is kind of like a hypothetical. Do you guys think that Kyrie even said anything to the organization, or do you think just think he told Shams, like, yeah, I'm opting in, and they're like, oh, shit. You think they found out the way everyone else did?
100% told Shams only. He did not tell Sean Marks.
That was literally a text. To Sean,
yeah,
he literally just read the text and he fucking signed it at the end.
100%. That's definitely what happens. I really think it came down to nobody else wanted him besides the Lakers. And like we said before, it just never made sense, the Lakers, in terms of like asset wise, fit wise. Like, there was just never a way that was going to happen unless he took a $30 million pay cut. And I don't care how crazy someone is. Like, yeah, maybe Kyrie's the most likely guy to do that. After losing $17 million last year, he was not taking a $30 million pay cut. But the thing is, though, I think if there was a realistic option of him, like, getting a good deal somewhere, he probably would have left. So that should still be alarming because, like, obviously you don't want this window just to be, like, cut short next year and go through the same problem next year. But it still gives the Nets more flexibility, even if, like, Kyrie builds his value or if, like, it's not working, you at least move him at the deadline, which is obviously the worst-case scenario now. But that's definitely a better worst-case scenario than we were at, like, 2 hours ago where he might have walked for nothing.
Yes.
Yeah, so, I said earlier that obviously it never got posted because this happened. Dare him take the less money. And I know we saw the report around 5 o'clock from Woj that the Lakers offered Westbrook and the Nets didn't want it. I think Kyrie realized, like, screw it. Like, I came here with KD. That's my boy. I'm still making $36 million, $37 million this year, whatever the final number is. And let me just remind everyone who I am. And then get your money next year. Hopefully we don't have to deal with this bullshit again. The Nets can give him that extension up until June something, I believe, of next year. So do that.
So we got
paid.
So I just wanted to read out the whole thing from Shams. He said Brooklyn Nets star Kyrie Irving is opting in his $37 million player option for the 2022-23 season. Irving is bypassing on multiple opt-in and trade scenarios to fulfill his four-year commitment to the Nets and Kevin Durant. And then this is the quote from Kyrie Irving that he must have legit just texted Shams. Normal people keep the world going, but those who dare to be different lead us into tomorrow. I've made my decision to opt in. See you in the fall. Signed A11 even. Or whatever the hell he always says at the end of his posts. I don't even know how.
I don't know. Like, I don't know what the hell that mumbo jumbo is. Like, yeah.
But yeah, so that's legit just a text to Shams. And the top reply says, dude seriously thinks he's MLK for opting in, which is actually hilarious. But I mean, yeah, so we might face the same problem next year. But at the end of the day, it's a huge win for the Nets that Kyrie is back.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, and I don't think there's really much else to talk about besides he's back. And us and the Nets front office can focus on building out this roster. So, like, that's what we can now talk about as opposed to harping on all the negative storylines from today. Joe, you mentioned John Collins. Obviously, you're in on it. I've tweeted out multiple times. I'm in on it. He's one of the very few players I would support the Nets trading Joe Harris for in some sort of package. Anthony, what's your thoughts on it? Would you move Harris for John Collins?
Yeah, depending on like the other pieces around it, I'm sure that'd be like the bulk of the deal. I think like Ben Simmons would play really well with like a player like that. We saw like Dario Saric, like not that he's the same level of him back in Philly, like those kind of types of fours, like pick and rollers and guys that can kind of like dare to shoot works perfect with him. And I think the Nets have a lot of shooting. Like obviously, I'd rather have a big guy like Harris over like having like three guys like Curry, like and a Mills and like Kyrie, like it's same like the height wise. But I feel like based on like numbers, it just makes sense financially. And like, I think it only helps the Nets. You can replace him with cheaper shooting options.
Yeah. And that's the thing with, if you were able to dump Joe Harris's money and use that for a bigger need, which John Collins would fill as a body who could play alongside Ben Simmons. And we could even run those small ball lineups so that either you could run either Ben or Collins or KD at the five in those smaller lineup scenarios where you really want a full-on death lineup offensively. And we, if we're able to retain Seth Curry in that, then there's your knockdown shooter. So, and there's a definitely another cheaper shooting option that we could add this offseason to even come off the bench and take that other shooter role, like how Seth Curry was kind of the backup for Joe, or would have been in that scenario.
Would yeah, you, Joe, I think real quick, Anthony, Joe, I think Patty Mills, I would expect Patty Mills to opt into his player option now. Yeah, and I think Patty Mills will fill the role that he was supposed to fill last year of kind of that play 15 to 20 minutes a game, just be a shooter off the bench, provide spacing. I fully expect Patty Mills to opt in now. He's obviously very close with Kevin Durant. He's very close with Ben Simmons. So I would look for the next thing, which has to happen by Wednesday at 5 o'clock, is for Patty Mills to also opt into his player option with the Nets.
Yep, absolutely. And I mean, retaining this core, even though like now all these free agents that like our big conversation was, okay, if Kyrie Irving leaves, like who else is even going to want to sign here at this point? Like not even just stars, like just ring chasing veterans. Like we brought in guys, like we've said, like Blake Griffin, LaMarcus Aldridge and all these guys, like, it wouldn't have helped if Kyrie Irving left, but it also doesn't help the way that we've treated these guys who have come here on pay cuts to play for an opportunity at a ring. So, but Kyrie Irving coming back keeps us in the conversation for a guy like PJ Tucker, keeps us in the conversation to bring other veterans that still want to ring chase back. So that it's all around this move right here makes it a win-win for everybody. And hopefully that the Nets can capitalize on the remainder of the money that they do have to go out and really upgrade this roster and full on retool and resupply the entire supporting staff around Kyrie, KD, and Ben.
Yeah, I totally agree. Based on your Collins comment, what do you guys think? Do you think Miles Turner's a better fix? He plays the five, he's bigger, and he can shoot as well. He might be a little cheaper.
A little cheaper. Well, he's on like this literally like the same contract as Joe. I know that.
I meant like we either give up
to get him.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing, I guess. And yeah,
it's a I don't know, that's thing. I think all of them is going to be like Joe and a pick, or like Joe and like a pick and like a lower tier guy.
Joe and Cam,
not Cam, I don't think. I think it would be Joe, maybe Dayron.
Yeah, no, I've seen Miles Turner in trade rumors forever, and I feel like he's also a great fit. Like, I don't know if like the Collins thing is like 100%, but like I'd be okay with either.
Yeah, the Hawks do really want to get rid of John Collins, like that's for sure.
Yeah,
they won on draft night, and they don't plan on going into next season with him. So,
yeah, I agree, Anthony. I would take Miles Turner or John Collins, either one. I think would be a home run for the Nets. So, whoever it is,
either one will help out defensively a ton and can both play next to Ben Simmons. So that's the great.
Yep.
Thing. So even if we end up with a guy of that like caliber, it's a huge win.
Yeah. The next name I just want to briefly touch on, Joe, you just said it, PJ Tucker. I've seen rumors that he's expected or to sign with the Philadelphia 76ers for 3 years, $30 million. If that's his like going rate, what do you guys think on that? I think that's kind of high for him.
No, I don't like the years, to be honest. I don't want to give him three.
I don't like the years, and I don't like the amount per year. But I also saw something that the 76ers are aggressively trying to go after Eric Gordon. So, like, that money, I don't know if that's going to be there for Philly either. So, like, if you go to a contender, he's definitely not getting $10 million a year. That's for sure.
I saw this. I can't remember if this was yesterday or the day before, the Tucker to Philly rumors. And they were saying, like, the 76ers don't have that cap space right now. Yeah. So, like, they would have to cut some assets. I know Matisse Thybulle's been rumored to be traded. When apparently last year at the trade deadline, he was untouchable. Now there's rumors they want to get rid of him. Interesting. I would bet that's coming from James Harden since Thybulle can't shoot, but we don't have to go there. What other targets for free agency you guys interested with the Nets? We know the core is back. Like Claxton, Bruce Brown, I don't know if they fit for me personally. I think there's better options out there. I think they should be more of like a kind of a fallback, especially Claxton. I think Claxton should be kind of a fallback if they can't get it.
I think, honestly, at this point, now that you bring Kyrie back, the worst case is you could match whatever Claxton gets and you try to sign and trade him. Like, that's what you can try to do. Like, because
I think if they
not let him just walk and just, like, right. I mean, even if the Magic don't want to pay Mo Bamba and are willing to take a lower, like trying to take another young center on like a lower deal, because I don't think Clax is going to get that much. But if they want to do like kind of like a little swap for like the rights to Clax and Bamba, maybe that would be cool. But
yeah, I was just about to say, I think there's some bigs that I would prefer more. Bamba's one. Even Chris Boucher is one for me.
Yeah.
I just think they have to have the ability to somewhat shoot if you're going to play with Ben Simmons. Unless you want to be a backup and play 15 minutes a game, I think you got to be able to shoot. Now, if they get a John Collins, maybe they play small, like you guys said, where they play like Collins, KD, Simmons, Kyrie. And if they get another wing or something like a PJ Tucker, maybe they go that route. And then maybe Claxton's like a backup center that you put in against bigger teams. I don't know. But it would give them some flexibility.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely would. And I mean, even if you do have a guy like John Collins added to the team, and even though we are playing small, we would be playing John Collins, who's like 6'9", KD, who's damn near 7 foot, Ben Simmons, who's 6'10", all together at the same time. So, like, you're playing small, but, like, you have the size out. Like, and all these guys are athletic. They will rebound, all three of them.
Right, and they could switch anything, which I think is huge. Exactly. I also think we're about to switch
everything, so.
Right, I think we're about to see a lot more activity in general in the NBA. I think the rumors are going to start heating up. I think the league
chose one team to heat up for.
I was going to say, the league was pretty much waiting to see what happened with Kyrie Irving before anything else is going to take place, in my opinion. So I think now we'll start to see the other trades talk. I saw one that was the Pistons were interested in Cam Thomas, but the Nets shot it down. I don't know how reliable of a source it was from. I threw out the Twitter account. I think it's going to heat up. I don't know. I think the Nets are going to move Joe, especially if Patty Mills opts in. He's kind of repetitive. I think Joe is probably the best out of the three, but because of that and the size of his contract, he can get you the best return. So I think that's why they would move Joe over Seth or Patty. But, I mean, this week, the Nets, they're going to have to fill out their roster. They still have some needs despite getting Kyrie back.
Yeah, I think they definitely need to get bigger. Like, I think they need some wings. I saw so many people throwing out there, like, a Bruce Brown sign-in trade for Kuzma or even KCP. Like, I wouldn't be against that, personally. Like, they could have had Kuzma last year in the Dinwiddie deal.
Are you able to do a sign-in trade for a player you don't have bird rights to and is an unrestricted free agent? I don't think so.
I'm not sure, actually.
No, I don't, because we don't have his bird rights or anything, because he's an unrestricted free agent because he took the qualifying.
Oh, shit, you'll be right then, yeah. Maybe that can't happen.
Yeah, I don't believe that could happen.
I would love to get somehow getting down the Kuzma sweepstakes, though.
Bring Kuzma Palooza over to Brooklyn.
Did you move Joe Harris for Kyle Kuzma? I personally would not.
Not for that. I'd rather have Joe Harris, similar size, and I think Joe gives you more upside at the shooting. There's a lot of guys in Nets can go after. Like, now they can be more flexible. Like, I'd love Jay Crowder, I mentioned earlier in the offseason. Get maybe for cheap, like from Phoenix. I know Phoenix is trying to shed some salary. I would love him. If maybe Cam Johnson, that would be tougher because a young player. So maybe Jake Crowder is a more realistic one. I'm trying to think about who would be available.
Johnson's probably about to get like a decent contract though, because
that's probably not realistic.
He's restricted, and he has one of the best spot up shooters in the league off ball too. So
yeah, we'll see. But the Nets have a lot of moves to be made.
Yeah, I mean, I would like a guy. I mean, I don't know. He's probably due for a pay raise after how he played last year. But Malik Monk would be a nice add, especially if you lose a guy like Bruce. I would enjoy him in a bench role for us for sure. Slow-mo Kyle Anderson is available this offseason. He'd be a nice one. And obviously, like PJ Tucker, I think. Batum, I think he declined, but I think he's going to stay with the Clippers, but he's a guy who would be kind of nice.
Yeah, I'm looking for some names as well. Torian Prince. I wouldn't be opposed to maybe bringing back Torian Prince. I don't know about you guys.
Don't do that.
TJ Warren, maybe.
Jalen Smith, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking right now. There is a
could definitely be a guy that could come in on a minimum and come in off the bench and average 11 points a game for us. Like, yeah. TJ Warren, like, he just has that scoring prowess that I love. Maybe we can finally get that Thaddeus Young reunion that we've all been looking for years.
Yeah. Uh-huh. 100%.
There's a lot of solid guys.
Cody wants to max out Chris Boucher.
Yeah,
Cody. Well, I think Chris Boucher would be the perfect fit. Like, he would be my number one target, honestly.
There's also guys like Bryn Forbes, if we are hurting for another shooter to come in. A guy like Bryn Forbes at the guard spot wouldn't be a bad one, and he'll come cheap.
Jeff Greenery would be his trade?
Nah. I saw Nuggets traded Jamichael Green. I thought it was Jeff Green at first. I was so pissed.
Jamichael Green, actually.
Jamichael Green is he's on the Thunder now, actually, I believe.
They're gonna buy him out though, they said, or try to trade him.
Jamichael Green. Like an Otto Porter Jr.
He might be expensive though for the Nets.
Yeah, I think he would probably be kind of expensive. But there's a lot of guys that like really solid that the guys could, that the Nets could really like look at towards like bottom of the barrel free agents that aren't getting that much interest that they could just throw minimums at or a little bit above minimums at and try to get them all in. Like we said, the guys like TJ Warren, Thaddeus Young, even the guy like Jalen Smith, he's barely played and he was a lottery pick, but he's athletic center. The Martin brothers are both restricted, right? I'm pretty sure they are.
Pretty much the Nets need some size. They might need like a backup point guard, depending on what happens with Dragic, someone like a true playmaker. But besides that, they need wings. KD even tweeted out like it's a wings league now or something like that. I think he tweeted it on draft night.
Yeah, because there was 20 wings drafted and 30 picks. It was nuts.
Right. So I mean, hopefully they go out and get some, make a trade. I think the big domino fell. Like, even if the Nets don't add any meaningful piece, I think if they stay healthy with this core now, I think they have a chance. I think anything they add is just icing on top of the cake.
Yeah, basically. And now it's just rounding out the roster and seeing if we could still trust in Sean Marks and let him go out and finagle his way into like a bigger and more productive player, hopefully using that Joe Harris contract and those picks that we have to try to really just go all in with this team. Now that we like, there's no guarantee that we have Kyrie Irving after this season. And there's no guarantee that we'll have a player of his caliber to come in and replace him again. So you have to go all in this year. So put together the best possible roster you can. Use that contract from Joe Harris that's eating up a lot of money that we don't have to throw around. And really just get out there and see what you can do.
One tweet that I saw from Nets Daily, it was at 1 o'clock today. Based on conversations this morning, I think the Nets will be very active very soon and not just on Kyrie Irving. I was told to buckle up, in quotes. So, I mean, the Kyrie domino fell. What does Sean Marks and Joe Tsai and the rest of that front office have in store next is the main question.
What's cooking up? I want to know what they're cooking up. This is a wild sports, dude. Kyrie Irving was out the door. Now he's back. Adrian Peterson and Le'Veon Bell are about to box.
I saw that.
Wild. We had an MLB trade today. It was small, but it was like all over the place.
Yanked up 1-0.
Are they up 1-0?
Reds up homeward.
Woo! What a guy. All right.
I'm just glad that I can sleep peacefully now knowing.
I know. I was like stressing this whole week.
Knowing that at least we'll have Kyrie, Kevin Durant, and Ben Simmons. I mean, I still think that's a pretty damn good three. I'm still incredibly hyped to see Ben Simmons play alongside them. I know kind of Ben Simmons kind of got overshadowed with all this Kyrie news and everything, but
for a while it was actually nuts. Ben Simmons was our most like stable asset today.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben Simmons was like the only stable asset on our team. I was like, wow, what a guy. What a turn of events.
Yeah, let's get Kyrie Irving back on that season ticket holder image, huh?
Yeah, let's do that.
That'd be nice.
Oh man, I'm at a loss of words because I was so shocked when I saw the notification from Shams, however you say it. I was like, this is a fake account. Like, this isn't something to be funny and joke about. I'm incredibly pissed off. How can this happen? And I looked again. I was like, wait a second. This is real. He's back. And then I saw Kyrie tweeted, I know who I am. I was like, oh, man, he's on a mission. He's going to be dialed in.
Yeah, this is absurd. Eddie Gonzalez of the ETC's podcast with Kevin Durant just tweeted, "What did I miss?"
That's hilarious.
I wonder, anybody got eyes on the DeAndre Ayton odds or?
I saw
in the pod earlier, the Nets odds for DeAndre Ayton moves from the 29th in the league to the second, from plus 4,000 to plus 350 in an hour. But yeah. I can damn near guarantee it's not the same anymore.
No. Let's just do a quick timeline kind of everything that happened today before we ultimately got to the Kyrie news that he was coming back. Joe, Anthony, you guys want to go through it? What's up, Joe?
11 o'clock this morning, a video came out of Kyrie Irving at the BET Awards. Complex Sports asks Kyrie, do you want to be a Brooklyn Net? And he points to his stepmom, who is his agent and manager or whatever. He goes, I'll pass that to my left. And he starts smiling and laughing. Then, like, a half hour after that, so like 11:30 around there this morning, Christian Winfield posts an article saying that the Nets have granted Kyrie Irving's request to seek a sign-in trade. And then we're in limbo all day. We get alerts at around 1 in the afternoon that the Lakers are offering Russell Westbrook to the Nets in a Kyrie sign-in trade. The Nets aren't budging. They're not going to do it. So we kind of come to the conclusion that there's a possibility now that if the Nets don't agree to anything, Kyrie can play on the Lakers next season on a $6 million deal, giving up $30 million, which would have been absurd. And then now fast forward to when we scrapped our other pod and now we started going into this one. The Kyrie Irving is a Brooklyn Net next season. He accepted his option. He wants to stay. So,
yeah, I mean,
Wild day.
So you missed the quote of the day from Brian Windhorst. That's when he said, the Brooklyn Nets are fully prepared to lose Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. When I heard that, I was like, God damn it. It's over. Like, it's done. They don't care. Like, they're going to screw it up. It's over. They're going to push away two superstars from New York that want to be there.
Yeah, you're right. That was a big one to miss. That's on me.
And then fast forward, 5 hours, and Kyrie Irving's back?
Yep, he's locked in. We love
this. Didn't even wait till the deadline on Wednesday.
Didn't even wait for us to even publish the other pod that we put out. Dang.
Yeah.
Kind of glad he did, though.
True.
Because he would have been making this one in 3 days from now. We would have all been like, eating our words. Oh, yeah, we're so glad he's back. Oh.
All right. I knew the whole time he wasn't leaving. I was just messing with you.
Never a doubt.
I never panicked. I knew all along what Kyrie was thinking. But we're going to have more episodes this week for sure. Today's Monday. What time is it? 7:30 roughly that we're recording. So obviously we got the Patty Mills news that's coming before Wednesday at 5 p.m. And then Thursday, we jump right into it with free agency starting at 6 o'clock Eastern. We could have a trade before then. So who knows? Stay tuned. Follow us on Twitter. We'll be live tweeting everything that's happening, recording more episodes, posting them. This is usually a busy time for the Nets. I mean, it seems like there really hasn't been a lull with the Nets since Kyrie and KD came to Brooklyn, but it's definitely heating up now.
Yeah. Oh, the other Nets news, former guest on the show left the organization, Craig Randall.
True.
He went to Portland, right?
Yes, sir. He's on Portland Summer League team. Dame Lillard posted Kevin Durant on his Instagram story in a Blazers jersey. Sorry, Dame, you ain't gonna get KD, but you can get Craig Randall the second. I mean, he's a baller himself, so
yeah. Best of luck to Craig Randall. But if I need a Damian Lillard to get fined for tampering immediately.
Yes.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Anything else you guys want to mention here?
Nope, we'll probably see you in another hour when some other news breaks. But
yeah, you know, when Ben Simmons gets traded for Dame.
Whoa. whoa, Anthony. I just said I'm excited for Ben Simmons. Don't be trading him away before
he's I'll take him for David. I think we all would.
I mean, that's a small front court. Backcourt, whatever it is. Yeah, whatever, man. Like I said, I'm at a loss of words. We just got Kyrie Irving back. I didn't expect it. Thought I'd be going to bed soon. Oh, man.
Up all night now.
Yeah, I'm just hyped. But I think that's it for now, right, guys?
Yeah, it's good.
That's it.
All right. Once again, thank you guys for listening to the Sports Ethos Nets podcast with Anthony, Joe, and Cody. Kyrie Irving is officially back for at least one more season. It is Monday, free agency begins Thursday. What else does Sean Marks have up his sleeve?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.